Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi there, my name is Tim Andrews, and you're listening to the Radio Labyrinth podcast on NPR.
Two Faces Radio.
It's going to be cold, it's going to be gray, and it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
It began with the Black Plague. Within weeks, the dead began to rise.
And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to dial it right up to a 10. We're doomed, and we got to do something, and we got to do it now!
Nice catch, Blanco Nino, but too bad your ass got sad.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance of CBS Sports. I know what you kids are doing right now.
Come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Like, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
I want to have a brown nose. Be replaced on a whim.
Want my Coke? It's okay. You can have it.
Budweiser. 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 Budweiser.
Where's the beef?
What's
up? Yo, who's that?
Yo, you're picking the phone.
Is there anyone charismatic enough to be the new frontman for Van Halen? Well, make way for Crackhead Bob.
So, you gotta do it now. You gotta do it in your lag. So, you gotta do it now. You gotta do it in your dad night.
Van Halen, featuring new lead singer, Crackhead Bob.
What kind of order you like it?
Thai Thai soup.
What kind of soup?
Thai Thai soup and Tiki Dang Main. I am hungry. Dang up. Fucking dick you. Dang up.
Television's potential has perhaps been realized to the tip of an iceberg. And what needs to be done is to demand a higher quality TV.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, and Ira Malkin.
And welcome to Radio Labyrinth Podcast, episode 008. My name is Tim Andrews, and I am joined, as always, by...
Ira Malkin. Hi.
Hi, and...
Jeff Leboff.
Jeff Leboff. The two Mansfield fellas are here today, Mansfield? Along with Mansfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
We should, I should
along
say.
With the Jersey boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Our states touch.
I could almost be considered Philly, so I'm almost Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what exit?
Four.
Exit. Do you?
I don't know.
Is that
know
it with you? Are you? Huh? What?
Jersey Turnpike. That's the joke. You just ask somebody what exit they're from.
Is that Route 80?
No, the Turnpike.
Okay.
Yeah, Jersey Turnpike.
Where is the Jersey Turnpike? Is that north and south, or is it east and west?
No, it's north and south. And
then I didn't know that.
Yeah, like kind of runs parallel to I-95.
Okay.
You know, and it goes all the way up through New York, blah, 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 and everybody says, you know, what exit. But saying what exit to a Jersey guy is almost coming out and saying, hey, Hotlanta. So, you know, it's like, yeah,
that's
yeah,
the spirit I was doing it in.
Gotcha. What did they say about Pennsylvania people then?
You guys
bunch
can't drive.
Huh?
You guys can't drive.
That's true.
That was always the thing.
Pennsylvania people
fucking
suck.
Fucking Pennsylvania drivers.
Have you ever been on 81?
Yeah.
Fucking trucks in Pennsylvania.
But 81 is a great route, especially from here going back home. Back up, because it's a trucker's route. It's like 70 the whole way, the speed limit is.
Especially the Virginia.
Yeah, well, yeah, Virginia, what a long-ass state to
no
drive
fucking
through.
Kidding. Off of,
right?
What is that? That's 81 all the way down to almost Tennessee, and then you get on 77.
No, yes. Yeah, or you could cuts over.
Yeah, but I usually take it all the way into Tennessee and then take 75 eventually.
Okay. If you take 81 all the way up, it goes through West Virginia a little bit, and there's like some really beautiful stuff up there. Like you're going through the mountains, and there's like these wacky, crazy bridges through the mountains and stuff.
Oh, 77. That's
yeah.
No, if you go up into West Virginia, go up to West Virginia, they got... they don't talk. They have that Western PA with a little mixed with a little Southern, but that...
The mountain people.
Yeah, but there's a fucking toll booth every 10
is
miles.
There? Jersey, man. I had to stop and get more cash coming home from
I know, man. Taxes up there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Those exits along the little highways they have suck. They're so tight and so close.
And I got out and like tried to get gas, and the guy was like, "You can't do that."
Really? Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. I'm talking about like around Lodi in that area.
In Lodi,
New Jersey.
Yeah, see, I don't know. That's up north, right?
Yeah, it's by New York City.
This is another thing about Jersey. The people from North Jersey don't know anything about South and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those
things. Did you ever see the Jersey Devil?
Yeah, of course I saw the Jersey Devil. I am the Jersey Devil.
Oh, okay.
Do people from North Jersey go down the shore?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody in Jersey goes to the shore.
Wildwood and Cape May?
Wildwood, I spent many a summer in Wildwood. Wildwood's the one when you were in high school where... You'd roam the boardwalks picking up all the chicks and everything.
I didn't pick up chicks, but I went there with my friend Matt between my junior year and senior year in high school. Yeah. And he had dropped out of high school that year. But anyway, we took a bus from Mansfield down there. I'll get back to you in a second, but I got to tell you about this weird thing in Wildwood. We took a bus down there and stayed in a hotel. And we had money, but we were 16. So we couldn't get into anything, couldn't get into any bars or anything. We eventually did. We got into a comedy club. They let us sit there and watch comedy all night.
Oh, nice.
And actually recorded a comedian, and I don't have it anymore. But the reason we went down there is because Matt and I used to prank call college girls on campus.
Yeah.
And there was one that we ended up talking to named Barb Hughes. Remember her, Jeff?
Yeah, Barb.
Her name sounds familiar.
She became like a meme for us our senior year in high school, just Barb Hughes. I mean, we didn't, of course, have the pictures, but
she
was a meme. Everything was Barb Hughes. So... She went down there for vacation, so Matt and I had to follow her down.
Yeah.
And she he had a nickname. He called himself Two-Bit, which came from The Outsiders.
Oh, Two-Bit. Wasn't that Emilia West of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-Bit. And he used that name whenever he'd call girls. I mean, you could just dial 662 and then a 4.
Yeah.
And whatever was after the 4, and we would call the dorms. And he shouted out his name Two-Bit in the bar, and all these girls clapped for Mansfield. So anyway, side note, the reason I brought up being in Wildwood is because we saw the Untouchables there.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happened was we just stayed in our room. We didn't go to the beach once.
Well, and were you just getting high the whole time? Or?
No, we didn't have any booze, didn't have any weed. It was nuts.
So what were you doing in the room, just watching TV?
Yeah. And going to the pool, because the girls next to us were there. They were really hot, so whenever they went to the pool, we'd go stare at them. Of course, didn't have enough balls to say anything to them. But that's where I recorded myself singing Home Sweet Home in one of those booths on the boardwalk, which is why I bring it up.
I recorded...
Classic Andrews.
I have it still, but...
I think we recorded... We were much younger, though. Parents just don't understand. I swear to God.
You still have it?
No.
I want to hear that.
No, nobody's hearing that.
Oh, come on.
No, it's...
Who has it? Somebody still has it.
Let's move on.
No. I want to know who has it.
Nobody has that.
And that's a lie.
You. No. I really don't think... All right. I promise you the next time I'm home at my parents' place in Jersey, I will look for it.
Okay.
I'm positive I don't have it
here. Is it on a cassette?
No, it's on VHS. It was a whole video.
Oh, shit. We have to, if you have it, we got to get a transfer.
I really don't think they have it. My parents tend to throw out fucking everything.
Yeah, but parents know shit that'll embarrass you.
Yeah.
Jeff, what would embarrass you?
Nothing.
Lies. Tell us.
Hey, he talked about whacking it in a theater.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't care. Yeah. We're not allowed to bring that up anymore, according to the reviews.
Right.
All right. This is the Radio Labyrinth podcast. This is our 8th show. Thanks for being with us. You can follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. Facebook is just Radio Labyrinth. Please like us and all that stuff, and go to iTunes and subscribe and give us a 5-star rating, right?
Or you can rate us whatever stars you feel appropriate.
Yeah, but you want those stars. I want a lot of stars.
And if you give us a good review, Tim,
Yeah, we're going to read it on the show. And today, when we read them, we're going to pick the top three, do a Twitter poll, and then whoever wins gets a free voicemail greeting from yours truly, Tim Andrews, in my own voice or whatever voice you like.
What voice would you want on yours, Jeff, that Tim does?
Who's that guy from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Huh?
Carl Castle. Wait, Carl you would Castle. Want Tim to do Carl yeah, Castle's Tim, regular voice?
Tim does Carl Castle on my voice.
That's so meta.
I was just about to say that.
Meta.
You know, I would do the Kimmer.
I would do the Kimmer for you. I'll would do you? That for you for free.
All right.
Nobody know. If you don't know who the Kimmer is, you can hear him on the radio. You used to be able to hear him on 640 WGST.
Well, I used to run the board for him.
You did? Oh, with
George Watts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, when I was George's kind of main fill-in guy.
Right.
That was a tough
George
show.
George Watts was that tall guy who would go downstairs and smoke, right?
No, he was a hippie guy. He was kind of short, hippie guy, long, straight hair.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about. He had a beard.
No,
he sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't. I don't remember.
Real good guy.
I know who you're talking about. He had real long hair, a
I
short
think he's
guy.
Still a Clear Channel, actually.
Really? Good for him. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Was Snake on the show?
Yeah.
Pete Davis?
Uh-huh.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, Pete's... I saw Pete every once in a while. But
and
that
Wayne
that was
No
a,
Offense.
Wayne No Offense, who I never met, but he was... wasn't he the guy...
How'd you
the,
never meet him if you worked there? Ran the board.
Yeah, but he, wasn't Wayne No Offense... Who's the guy on the phone? Oh, no. Who did the newsmaker line?
Oh, the newsmaker line. That's Jim Goss. His voices are good.
Right.
Most
that's
of
right.
them. A lot of them are.
Yeah. I mean, they're outdated, but they...
I don't care. I like that old
I
shit.
Know,
that's,
I know.
You know, it's like listening to well, the Gilbert the, Godfrey show.
That was the big joke. Yeah, all his voices were...
Yeah, the Kimmer show isn't made for anybody under the age of 40.
Right.
And I, you know, that's really... Right, pushing no, it.
If you haven't ever seen the movie Caddyshack, don't bother listening.
Hey, oh, Kimmer. Semper Fi. Oh, God. If you, hey, quit harassing all the police. I can read it again. That's a new newsmaker line. Oh, is that right, Mr. Kissinger?
See, I could listen to you do Kimmer all day long, and it cracks me up. But, I mean, how many other people out there know, you know, agree with me?
Well, if you're in Atlanta and you've been here a long time.
God, I love hearing that.
I don't know if you're listening to this podcast in Blossburg, Pennsylvania, and you've never heard of the Kimmer.
I guess it's still a funny voice.
Blossburg's a cool little coal town, right, Jeff?
Yeah, coal.
Coal?
Coal. Polish
coal.
People.
Polish people, coal. They used to have a Polish festival there.
Yeah, they still do.
Oh, yeah, but there aren't any Polacks left.
Yeah, there's still some.
Can you say Polack in a PC
I
world?
Know. It sounds like it's like saying a Mexican. It sounds like it's derogative.
Mexican sounds derogative, I guess.
But it's if somebody from Mexico is Mexican.
Yeah.
Somebody from Poland is Polish. There's a Polak.
Polak.
But you could go there and right? get like pierogies and stuff at the
oh, but in the
Polish
potato
festival.
Pancakes mm-hmm. and the pierogies.
And the guampkis.
Kielbasa. Mm-hmm. You ever have kielbasa?
Oh, yeah. Kielbasa.
Yeah, kielbasa. I love kielbasa. I want to just say kielbasa.
But can I bring you back to, you were talking about Route 81.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever outrun the cops?
No, I have never done that.
I didn't outrun this guy once, but I was driving home. I used to drive 81 like through the night. If
What's
I would
the
drive,
statute of limitations on outrunning the cops?
Well, it wasn't like outrunning the cops. this is what happened, and it was like in the middle of the night, nobody on the road, and I'm cruising, probably doing like 90 because the speed limit's 70 there,
mm-hmm.
and so I see him on the other side of the road, see him pull across the I whiz by, see him pull across the median, but there was an exit right there, so. He's definitely, trying to catch up to me.
Right.
But I got off on the exit, and I was like, "Oh fuck! I'm just gonna hide from this guy." Because I mean, I was dead. It was certainly 20 miles over the limit. And I got into this little like town. I may have been in West Virginia, or like one of those. It was
right.
It was on 81, like in the middle of nowhere. And I go into this little town. There's just like a convenience store and like a Denny's and nothing. And I just drove in, and I'm like, "Oh shit! What am I gonna do?" Now I'm like. Running this guy, and I'm cruising through this little town, and I'm like, well, now I'm really fucked. If he catches up to me, then
you're
he's
lucky
gonna...
a local cop didn't get you too.
Well, and so I think I took it easy, but then I went and I found like this little kind of warehouse type place, and I didn't see him behind me. I couldn't see his lights. I think I lost him, So I pulled behind this warehouse, shut my lights off, and just sat.
Oh wow!
For like an hour.
So it was night.
It was night.
Okay.
Turned my lights off, and then I think I saw him. It was within the hour. I think I saw him like trolling around, like real slow.
Uh huh.
Down the road a little bit, looking for me.
Right.
And I just sat there. He never found me.
So he didn't see your license then?
No, he was like, he was so far behind me because I was whizzing by on going north.
Uh huh.
He was heading southbound.
Fuck.
but he tracked me and then pulled around and through the median, and there, the exit was right there, and I just was like, pulled off. So, yeah, that's my evading the cop story.
And that's the greatest car chase story I've heard since I watched the People versus O.J. Simpson today.
Good segue.
Do you think so?
Of course. It was like the perfect segue ever.
See, the reason I waited. I didn't want to just be ham-handed and rush it in there.
Now, could you possibly think that maybe I told this story to set you up for that whole thing?
I hope so.
No, I didn't, actually. It just kind of worked out.
I know.
Show me the murder.
Show me the... Oh.
Let's do it as him.
Show me the murder! He is good. Shit, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Awesome.
Fucking great as O.J. Simpson.
I will say I fucking loved it, man.
It is the brand new show on the FX. No, it's on Fox. No, is it on
FX?
It's on FX, right? Because
yeah.
They say shit and stuff. So it's on FX, and it is called The People v. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, a new anthology series that Fox, if it does well, which I am assuming it's going to, will continue season after season. Kind of like American Horror Story.
The highest rated FX series premiere since The Shield.
Holy
shit.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
How many episodes is this? Do you know?
No, I don't. Oh. I haven't really looked into it. Maybe 8? I don't fucking know. Oh. It was really good.
It was great, man. And one thing I was thinking about it is, you know, at first, you know, when I even heard that it was going to be on, I was like, well, anybody under our age...
Right.
Are they even going to give a shit? But then you have that whole Kardashian.
Exactly.
Connection.
That's it.
That it's going to draw the whole world in. Is going to watch this.
Selma Blair as the mom.
She nails it, doesn't
yeah.
she? She's way hotter than Chris Kardashian.
I have a Selma Blair thing, so.
Yeah.
I was into that.
Do you jack Everybody off to Hellboy good. By yourself in the back of the theater?
No, not Hellboy.
And Schwimmer was great, man.
Schwimmer is great. And he's playing that weird, that, like. I mean, these guys nail it. And Sarah
yeah.
Paulson, I got to say. I love her.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened. I've developed a crush.
Oh,
I think so. Because she fascinates me. She's constantly smoking.
Her name is Sarah Paulson. That's another Fight Club reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
10 episodes.
I read a thing with her. I read an interview with Marcia Clark today who said she watched the series.
And?
I think her overall opinion was, yeah, it was pretty good. She said that she spoke to Sarah Paulson after the show had been filmed already, and Sarah said to her, you know, she apologized to Sarah for having that awful perm.
Sorry, I put you through that.
Right, right. Because that hair was terrible. I mean, this trial.
And this is the mid-90s. It wasn't even the 80s.
94.
I know.
I keep thinking, like, in my head, it's 91, and I like how they open with the L.A. riots, because that was 92, and I always thought that was earlier than that.
It was great how that opened. I was like, where are they going with this? And then, it was 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Interesting, man. And of course, the greatest of all in the whole thing, who was it?
Courtney B. Vance.
Who was that?
He's the guy who's playing Johnny Cochran.
Oh, yeah. He was great. No, I was going to say Travolta.
Oh, Travolta is.
I thought Schwimmer was great, too.
Yeah, Schwimmer's good.
Yeah.
But
Travolta.
Courtney B. Vance, I think, is in line to get an Emmy nomination.
Yeah.
Has to be, because you can see by the character unfolding while he's in the car. He's like, I'm not interested in the O.J. case because I have this.
Right.
And he's listening to that talk.
Who told you to put the bomb on?
What was that guy's name? Jackie Chan. That's right.
Did I tell you? You don't even know what a bomb is.
Did I tell you to use a bomb?
I didn't. I don't have a bomb.
So he's listening in the car on the way to do a CNN interview, and he says, he's hearing these you know, black activists talking about OJ and how it's a racial thing.
Yeah.
And the first thing he says on CNN is, he goes, let's all pray for the Simpson family.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I see this series is going to be good.
Yeah, it's good. I was riveted, man. And I didn't follow the trial, the whole thing. So there was a lot of things that I didn't know, actually. Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't that involved in the whole case.
If all that was true, the whole first episode was true. I don't know how the hell they lost that case, man.
You don't?
No, like it seemed like a slam dunk
from
the first episode.
Right.
Like they got the bloody glove, one at the crime scene, one at OJ's house. They got blood on the Bronco, blood trail on the leading into his house.
It's ridiculous. Now, do you think...
He didn't do it.
Of course not.
I was framed.
Do you think they were going... I mean... When it started, did you think that they were going for an approach of, we're going to leave this objective, or do you really?
I think they're just telling it like
I think they're just telling the story.
Yeah,
but...
In the story that we...
You don't think it's going to be biased towards, look, he's definitely guilty?
Well, I think the consensus is that he is guilty.
Well, of course, but...
And I don't think you would... If you did it any other way, if you left any kind of hint that you didn't really have a I don't know, an opinion on that,
yeah,
then I think people would get really upset and it wouldn't be genuine.
I guess. But do you think they'll have any, you know, put it out there at all that it'll try to make you be like, maybe they got a good case, maybe you didn't do it?
No, it's not making a murderer.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
But like, they're trying to guide you to think, well, maybe OJ did. Look, yeah, you know what happened was, I was in the car. I was taking a shower, and my little cousin was in the other place, and she was coming out to take a picture of the Bronco. And, you know, what happened was, I went back in the house, and then I was going to have a bonfire later. And earlier, they could, I did jail, 18 years in jail for a rape I did not commit. Making a murderer with O.J. Simpson.
Pretty good. Wow.
They had that eyewitness, though. How come she wasn't in the, was she was in the trial?
Which one?
The eyewitness that said O.J. sped past me at...
Yeah.
I think a lot of...
At 10:45.
You'll find out how this all happens. It's because his defense is so good.
Yeah.
His defense is...
Team.
His defense was fantastic. And the other thing is, this is the first real fascinating, you know, media trial,
right,
where you had CNN covering it. I mean, that everybody got paid attention to, and it became a cultural thing, you know, for 10 years almost. Nah, for about 5 years. Because what he was convicted in 97 of the civil case. Because I remember I was coming home from a bar that night, and I heard it on air.
Yeah.
So I knew that he was convicted in 97, and, you know, he had to pay all that money, which he didn't have. So those guys, those people never got any money.
Right.
The Goldmans don't have any money. I mean, the dad.
They got his stuff, didn't they?
No.
I thought they got, like, his Heisman and all that stuff.
No. Yeah. Collectors got all that stuff.
Okay.
And they were supposed to get the money from it.
And then he went and tried to
get that he tried to steal it back. Now he's in jail.
Now he's in jail for that, right?
He's going
to
die there.
Is he in there that long?
Yeah, he's going to be like in his 80s, I think, when he gets out.
Yeah, he was a pro athlete.
I'm OJ. I was Nordberg.
Best line.
Frank.
My favorite line was, you're going to kill yourself in my daughter's room
where
she sleeps.
Where Kimmy sleeps?
This is where she's going to film her sex tape in a couple of years.
Okay. Who'd she have, Ray J?
Yeah.
Ray J's going to skeet all over one of the new kids.
Did you guys ever see that?
The Kim Kardashian sex tape?
Yeah,
I watched it. Yeah.
Did you? I never seen that.
Yeah, I watched it. Hmm. She was kind of hot then. I don't think she's hot now, but she...
Really?
No.
Come on.
No, not at all. Too much makeup.
Well, yeah, but...
I hate all that shit.
So do I.
And her fake tits and her fake ass.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
I don't like it. I think the Jenner girls are prettier than the Kardashian girls.
Yeah, well...
What? Grind to a halt? Do you guys disagree?
No, I'm thinking about...
You just gotta bring up trannies every episode.
Who's a tranny? I didn't bring up any trannies.
They're dead.
Stop saying tranny. It's people of trans genderness.
He's going to Bruce or Caitlin.
Color. Man. People of trans... Color.
Trans,
I don't know what they're called. What are they called?
Transgender. Transgendered colored? What?
I don't know, man.
People in transition.
Transitionals.
There's so many. I don't know what to call anybody. I don't know the new pronouns. I don't know the new PC thing. So, I just don't say anything.
How about, though, when the cops told OJ that his ex-wife was dead, and then OJ didn't ask what happened?
And he's just like, oh, yeah.
And the cop hung up, and he's like, he didn't ask what happened to his wife? What's up with that?
Yeah, those cops are great, man.
I was trying to find him on the cast list, and I can't find him on there. But
that
it's
guy?
That guy. But
the guy from The Wire?
The Wire, and then he was also on the Vampire
True Blood,
show.
Yeah.
True Blood. He's been on a lot of stuff. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. He was on that short-lived Michael Madsen poker show, too.
Huh.
God, what was the first thing I saw that guy in?
The Wire was the first thing I remember him being in. The doc season.
Yeah.
Down at the docks.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, that's that guy? No, that's not that guy.
Yeah, it is. Look him up, Jeff.
No, I mean, I know that guy, and he was in... Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah, he was so fucking good.
I didn't realize that was him watching that last
time. Well, that horrible dye job on his mustache.
Okay, yeah, all right, I didn't realize... Yeah, I like that guy.
It was such a bad dye job, I thought it was fake.
Yeah. Okay, he was in something else, too. Was he in Deadwood or something? Like one of those?
No.
Anyway, what about the scene where Travolta... what's his name? Shapiro?
Robert Shapiro.
Robert Shapiro.
Yeah.
Has him alone in the room. And he's just like, just tell me. Did you do it?
No.
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 Put the gun to his head. Juice. Come on. Juice. I was tired of hearing that.
Juice, yeah.
Do you think they must have shown him that? Because he's their rich celebrity friend. And
Juice.
And that little stripe in his hair, that totally nails it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was...
But you totally... You know they're playing up the Kardashian angle.
Yeah, and then rightfully so.
Mentioning the kids' names and stuff like that.
But it is cool, though. It's like, oh, right. I mean, I was like, oh, right.
Connie Britton? Yeah. Faye Resnick.
No.
She's the one who says she was my savior. She got me to go to rehab.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, I've seen the pictures of Nicole beat up.
Yeah.
Faye Resnick was a big name early on in the trial.
Now, why do I know her, the actress?
Connie Britton, she's on Nashville.
Okay, what else? Because I did recognize her, but I don't watch Nashville.
I do sometimes.
What else?
My girlfriend watches it.
No, do you know her from something else?
She's been in a ton of shit.
Oh boy. Well, anyway,
Chris Bauer is the guy's name that was on The Wire.
Huh.
Who do you play on The Wire? Frank.
That was my favorite season of The Wire.
Mine too. Fuck yeah. Those Greek guys. Yeah. Well, they were really Russians, right?
Yeah, and the whole shipping thing.
Uh huh. And the hookers.
I'm glad you're with her.
Frank Sobotka.
That's right. You tell Frank Sobotka you better not get that deal. I bought that for that. And the whole thing is because that guy, Presbulewski.
Yeah.
No, it's Presbulewski's father-in-law. He gets pissed off about something at a church. Frank bought a stained glass thing for the church.
Oh, yeah.
And so did
the
police. And then that guy gets pissed. Yeah.
Right. Presbulewski.
Frank Zopke. And they stole his van. Remember they stole the police van out of his precinct? And
yeah.
They put it on a ship, mm-hmm. and they took pictures of it all over the world.
Yep.
All right, you.
Connie Britton was on the first season of American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's a good season.
Oh.
She was on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, that's where she's. That's where most people know her.
She was on 24.
Who was she on that?
Diane Huxley.
Oh, she was the chick Jack was living in when he went underground.
Ooh.
She was on The West Wing.
Still she's a that button girl. For me.
Nah, actually, she's a star.
She was on Spin matter. City.
Nope. Spin City. I recognize this
never
chick.
Watched
These are
it.
All shows that I have not seen.
Is that Michael J. Fox show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched it.
So what else with OJ?
I like the part where they go to get him, and he's gone.
Yeah.
Because that sets you up. It's kind of a cliffhanger for the chase.
See, and that's another thing about, well, which was great. I love the ending, you know,
and
where
the Bronco's gone.
Where he's just showing him out on the highway.
Before you go there, the thing I liked most about the show is it put me in frame of mind of where I was. Because I couldn't quite remember.
Yeah.
But it was a Sunday when it happened.
Yeah.
And I was on Long Island in Huntington.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, at my girlfriend's house at the time. And her dad said, he didn't do it. He was in Chicago. And so then we drove home. And then a week later, that Saturday is when the Bronco chase happened. Either a Friday or Saturday. I don't remember.
See, and that was another thing I was going to say was the first thing I remember about this whole thing mm-hmm. was the chase.
You don't remember before
that? I don't remember the killing, actually. I don't remember that being on the news.
You did the killing, though. How do you not remember it?
Yeah.
You just blacked out?
You gave her the Colombian necktie.
I guess. Oh, shit.
Remember that, the Colombian necktie?
Is that what they said, or is that...
That's an F. Lee Bailey thing. Now, wait a minute. Nathan Lane is F. Lee Bailey. I don't know that I buy
that. Oh, yeah.
OJ's innocent!
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm hooked.
Did you see the commercial for Money Monster? I want to talk about it.
Yeah. Remind me, though, because I remember seeing it and being like, holy shit, what is this?
Oh, God, it was a trailer about a guy. Okay. Julia Roberts is a TV producer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And George Clooney is one of those Money Matters hosts, so he's supposed to be Jim Cramer.
Kramer.
Supposed to be Jim Cramer. And then a guy who, I guess, lost all of his money comes in and takes over the TV station and has some sort of proclamation. And, you know, he wants to blame the Wall Street bankers.
Sure.
It just looks like one of those cram it down your throat movies.
Uh-huh.
At first, I'm like, this looks interesting. And I'm like, as it progresses, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to see this movie.
Also starring Chris Bauer as a cop in that movie.
Yeah.
Just looking at the IMDb page.
He's not typecast at all. Now, Emily Mead from The Leftovers.
Yeah, Dominic West, too, from The Wire is in that.
Yeah, I saw the preview.
And it's McConaughey is the main guy in that, right?
No,
it's Clooney.
Clooney, but it's a Jodie Foster movie.
And
the only thing that matters, though, is Emily Mead is in it.
Who is Emily Mead?
From The Leftovers.
Which
she was the friend, the daughter's friend.
Oh, I don't think she's as hot as the friend.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are nuts. The friend is hot. The daughter's
hot. The daughter's, of course.
Andy McDowell's daughter is pretty hot, but I liked Emily Mead better.
What?
I like Emily McDowell.
Or did you just like her character better in The Leftovers? Because that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because she was sluttier. That's what he likes.
Yes.
Yes, just say yes to
her. She was much sluttier.
So I guess we give, how many slashings do you give the...
shit.
I give it five slashes.
I'll give it...
5 out of 5?
5 out of 5 slashes.
4.5 Colombian neckties.
Jeff? Yeah, 4.5, 5, so that sounds good.
4.5 or 5.
Very good.
So 4.75 from Jeff. Jeff said in his, you know, I asked you guys what you wanted to talk about tonight. Jeff said he liked the X-Files and it was the best ever. Did you see it?
Now, you were not being sarcastic, correct?
No, it was the best episode ever.
And that's pretty hyperbolic.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Am I the only one that thought it was totally horrible?
No, I didn't think it was horrible. I liked it. It was fun.
This is the one in the hotel with the with the holes in the wall.
Yeah, and was that guy drinking rubbing alcohol?
Yeah. It took everything like the X-Files used to take so seriously and just turned it all on its ass.
Right, right. Exactly.
So it was like
point to the episode.
Was that it was ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because I watched like the first 10 minutes and I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling this.
And you didn't like Rhys Darby?
Yeah, I love Rhys Darby.
He was the guy that the thing became.
Right. No, I mean.
Do you know what he's from?
No.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't watch Flight of the Conchords. Oh, I know of it.
He was the manager?
Yeah.
I don't like Kiwis. What can I tell you?
Mm.
He's hilarious.
Not even in New York?
too many seeds.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched X-Files. I mean, you said a couple weeks ago or last week.
Yeah.
You used to like X-Files back in the day when they followed the narrative, the whole conspiracy, government, you know.
Right.
You didn't like the Freak of the Week one-offs.
Exactly.
Right.
And I agreed. I totally agreed with you.
But I got this episode that...
They were making fun of that?
Right. They open up with it. He's saying, Scully, this is going to be solved by this and this.
Yeah,
and
he's saying all these Freak of the Week things are just this is this. The jackalope was created by this taxidermist, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. It was too goofy for me, man. I think I was looking forward to a good, like... conspiracy episode, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna get aliens that. We're totally gonna get that.
And I was not, you know, when he's doing the goofy shit with his phone, and I was like, I don't know,
the pictures and stuff. But
it just seemed
Scully in this episode was great. She was smiling and making fun of him.
They
opening had that, her shirt.
Yeah, whatever. They had that.
What do you mean, whatever? Let's talk about that.
I'm not hot
because I didn't see that part. But then you sent that thing on Facebook, and I was like, oh shit, I missed that.
Did you see her tits or something?
Yeah, she opened up her shirt like down to the waist and see everything.
I didn't know.
He posted this on Facebook.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Look, everybody friend Jeff on Facebook.
Yeah, if you want to see. I don't remember that part, I guess.
He'll send you a direct message of the GIF.
Yeah. It was.
Are you looking at it now?
No, I'm looking at something else.
Oh, shit. Come on, look at that.
Okay. Well, hang on. Is it on your face? I'm not doing that. We're doing a podcast.
I know. Well, it'll be like a reaction.
I think
audio.
It was like break.com or somebody posted it originally, and I just tagged Diary in it.
Hang on. The Sabres are playing the Why do I care? Why is that shit popping up?
And then I said, after he said that and had this whole sexy shot of Gillian Anderson, I said, see, is everybody with me now? And what I meant was, I think she's hotter now than she was back in the original series.
Well, there's all these celebrity deaths. Is it below all that?
It's not on my page. It was.
Oh.
I tagged. I was trying to find it again in my.
Well, forget about it. Then.
In my feed, but.
Oh. Well, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good
episode. Well, so I missed that scene then, but now I want to go.
It's towards the end.
I know. I watched.
I think it was. Maybe in. Kumail Nanjiani's. Retelling of the story at the very end, like his version of the story.
I don't know. I guess I just wasn't feeling it. Maybe it was one of those things like where you take a drink and you think it's water, but it's actually Sprite, and you're like all turned off.
Or you take a drink of your RC and a cigarette butt slides down your throat.
That too.
that. That's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
But I put on X-Files expecting some good alien shit and government conspiracy
You're
shit.
You're going to get it, Scully.
All right, good. I'll hang in. Don't worry.
Scully!
I just thought it was hysterical that the Freak of the Week creature was just a lizard man, and he was bitten by a human, and that turned him into a human.
Yeah.
Well, See, this is what I'm talking about. I couldn't get there.
Yeah.
Does David Duchovny have the smallest, beadiest eyes you've ever seen on a human being?
I think he's had some surgery done.
I mean,
because he's starting to look more like Mulder from the 90s.
Oh, yeah?
I
what, on Californication,
so.
You think he looks older?
I think he does, and he's skinnier on Californication.
I could see that, unless they're like doing his hair differently and it makes the whole thing.
I don't know.
I don't know, Scully.
Scully.
The truth is out there.
Well, I want the truth to be out there. Do you remember Red Shoe Diaries?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched one of those, but I remember that everybody was, you know, all whacking it to that.
Yeah, it was like the 11:30 nude show on Showtime. You'd record it on your VHS. Like, and
was it Cinemax?
No, Showtime.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. On Showtime.
Don't mention the networks, please.
Oh, right. No networks?
No, this isn't the game. We'll have that game later on.
But that's Jeff's favorite quote from our show.
I know.
No networks!
No networks!
My friend texted me out of the blue saying that the fight me and Tim got in at the end of the during the game was the funniest part of the show.
Great.
Yes.
We really need to step it up then.
I mean, that Jenner show wasn't big on laughs, I guess.
Yeah.
So except when we were talking about Shaq and Will Ferrell.
Shaq.
And Charles the Barkley and Shaq show.
How many sightings do you give this episode of The X-Files?
Oh, how many sightings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where I'm going. I'm going zero.
Zero. All right, Jeff.
I thought it was the best episode ever. Totally.
Better than anything you saw in the original?
Yep.
Really?
Jeff?
Five sightings.
All right, I give it three sightings.
I'm a big Reese Darby fan, and Kumail Nanjiani also a big fan. Yeah. So.
I'll rewatch it with a different
I'm
attitude.
A big fan of hotel owners who spy on their guests. Yeah.
But see, that just it was too goofy for me.
I know, but it was supposed to be.
Like, I know.
That was the whole point of it.
Speaking of goofy, who's going to watch Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Who's on?
Larry David.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fresh off the heels of the Iowa caucus.
Oh, yeah.
The caucus.
That's going to be ridiculous.
I know.
And who's the musical
It was a toy!
Guest?
Huh?
Who's the musical guest?
The 1975, whoever they are.
Oh, yeah, kind of like a grungy kind of...
Grungy? I heard some, like, dancey shit.
Oh, really? I'm thinking of something else, then.
Do you know who they are, Jeff?
No, I don't.
I know they're popular.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure it's...
What I heard I liked, it was, like, rocky pop, but it was...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. See if you can find any, Jeff.
Huh.
The 1975?
I'll look them up on YouTube, see if we can play them. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, at least for that, so, which means you'll get the... You'll get...
The half Jackie Mason, Bernie Sanders send up.
Right.
Oh, I'm all into that.
I'm going to dial it up to a 10. I don't know. Did you guys pay any attention to that shit?
To the caucuses?
Uh-huh.
Caucuses?
The caucuses.
No, I just,
the
I mean, I just
heard. The caucus.
I just heard the results on the radio the next morning.
Yeah.
That was it. So.
I don't care. Trump isn't in it. It's not pop culture.
Listen, man.
Rand Paul dropped out, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he has to run for re-election.
Santorum dropped out.
Here's the 1975. We'll play a little bit of it and see if they're any good. Oh, it's grungy as fuck.
All right, turn it off. I'm getting a migraine.
No, hang on. Oh, there was a guitar. Hang on. Okay.
No, this
wait. Song is called Ugh.
No shit.
Or Ugh. Is UGH or Ugh?
Ugh, I'm going to stab myself in the eye with a pencil if you play that again.
All right, I will not play it again. I thought I'd like it. I don't like it. 1975, no, not in my
I'm
wheelhouse.
Pretty open-minded about music and stuff. But,
I liked them better the first time I heard them when they were called the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Yeah?
They do sound, well, the music sounds like the Black
Eyed Peas. Could see that.
And they don't say, so they're not going to say L'chaim like the Black Eyed Peas do. And I love that song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
L'chaim?
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Drank.
Jeez. Oh,
I know. They were fun, though. As stupid as they were.
Yeah.
They were fun. That chick was hot.
Yeah.
Good singer, too.
What's her name?
I don't remember. I'm not going to look it up.
Fergie.
Yeah. Sarah Ferguson, Faggy. The Duke of, the Duchess of York, was the lead singer of.
that would have been interesting.
It would have been interesting. She should have stayed married to Andrew.
Is that the one they saved in Black Mirror when?
No.
He had to bang the pig. No.
No.
It wasn't Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, dude, come on. She's not that ugly, and she's like 70 now. The other big TV event this week of February, what is today? Today is the 3rd. We're recording it on the 3rd.
Yeah. It's Groundhog Day.
Yesterday was Groundhog Day, and that's why I opened it with...
No, today is also Groundhog Day because it repeats over and over.
Right.
Oh, that, oh, yeah. I'm not
you guys are playing the same tape from yesterday, guys. Get it together. Is that what he said?
I got you, babe. Dun, 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 dun. That was big to us, the Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob?
When we were in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Our friend Stu gave me a bunch of crap because I posted about General Beauregard seeing his shadow or not seeing his shadow.
General Beauregard's down here, right?
Yeah. He's the Georgia groundhog.
So what kind of shit did you get?
He's like, you're from Pennsylvania. You go by Punxsutawney Phil.
Show a little pride.
I don't live in Pennsylvania anymore, so right. I go by General Beauregard Lee now.
That's right. You don't drive all the way up to Mansfield to get pizza.
Right.
Or to Pennsylvania to get pizza.
But that's if I'm in Pennsylvania, I'll bring a pizza back from there.
Yeah, fucking pudgy.
Well, you don't need to go anywhere anymore than that there's a matzah in this town.
A matzah is
there's
great
two,
pizza.
Two matzahs now.
I know, there will be.
Expanding, yeah, huh?
That's right, in a Decatur.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can double your hours or?
Well, I don't know.
I know, I'm kidding.
I you know, I like working.
Not enough lesbians at the Edgewood one that you work at?
What?
Isn't Decatur...
I don't know. It's not 1996.
Lesbians.
I guess that used to be. They used to call it Dick Hater.
Oh yeah. Oh, Dick Hater.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that. But that's
like it's such an old thing, though.
That's
I mean,
cute.
Yeah. It's like I said. It's cute for the 90s. No,
Dick Hater.
Oh, okay. So I'm not politically correct anymore.
Right.
Of course not. That's why we.
Tony, two walking to Edgewood Amata.
All right, I'm cutting that. But I'm going to leave all the laughter in. So
leave the laughter in.
Right. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, just bleep
it. Yeah, just bleep.
Okay, stop saying that then.
I'm talking about the landmass that protects you from a flood.
Right.
He's going to put a finger in there.
Now, you know I'm not politically correct, but I don't want all that shit in you know.
Not when we're new and noteworthy.
I'll tell a Pollock joke. You know, there aren't any Pollocks around.
They're a Jew joke.
I don't tell Jew jokes.
No?
I don't think they're funny.
Well,
there aren't any new
you're
ones.
You're not Jewish. You'll get shit if you're...
Huh?
You'll get shit if you tell a Jew joke and you're not Jewish.
Do you know how copper wire was invented?
Yes, I do.
How?
Two Jews fighting over a penny.
Yeah, see, that's not funny.
It's not funny because we've heard that a zillion times, but there are
none
Jew
of them
jokes
are funny. There are some.
He had a hat.
Was good.
That's an old Jewish joke.
It's not necessarily Jewish. It's just you have to sound like a Jewish grandmother to make it funny.
Right.
It's not necessarily... The copper wire thing is specific to Jews.
Yes.
Yes.
Why are Jewish people's noses so big?
Why?
Because air is free.
What's a Jewish dilemma?
What?
Free ham.
Oh, free ham. That's right. You guys never heard that other one?
No, I...
All right. No more racial jokes.
I know. A lot of bleeps.
I'm not bleeping those.
Oh, great. Oh, so you can bleep the other one, but not the Jew stuff?
Talking about my alternative lifestyle women, and you bleep me. Okay,
we didn't say the word that rhymes with the word that I bleep. We just said Jewish.
Jewish. Like
and
Mexican.
I don't say Jew, because any kind of... that's when
that sounds like Mel Gibson.
It just sounds derogatory. It
right.
sounds like you're being like, so... I say Jewish person.
So there's two sugar tits walking in Edgewood Amata.
Now that sounds like...
Well, that I won't leave. I mean, that I won't bleep. The other big TV thing this week, of course, is what? The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl 50.
Super Bowl 50. Next year, they'll go back to using the confusing Roman numerals.
Roman numerals, yeah.
Coldplay, really?
Ugh.
Come on now. What's the matter with you guys?
Coldplay, I mean, I guess they're as relevant as Cher was when they had her doing it.
Well, if Chris Martin's shirt falls off, nobody's going to get fined.
Right.
Look, have some big pop guy like Bruno Mars. That's perfect.
He's great.
Have, you know,
Coldplay's
Beyonce.
Coldplay's just sleepy.
Perfect. But then have some big rock act like they had The Who, and they had, didn't they have Aerosmith one
uh-huh.
year? You know, the best one I ever saw of recent years? Prince. You remember that?
Oh, Prince is great.
That was incredible.
Yeah, and he played some of the shit that he's known for,
well,
which he doesn't like doing.
Everything about that performance was badass.
Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
Wow, she's dead.
No, she's not.
Yeah. I just watched the last episode of American Horror Story.
She doesn't die.
Oh. I thought they killed her.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I don't want to watch the second to last
episode. She's a ghost now.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of the end of shows, is it old news to bring up Mr. Robot yet again? But I just wanted to clarify something just with you.
No, please, clarify.
You've said... Almost on every show we've done, who is
right.
Mr. Robot?
Yeah,
you've asked me.
Yeah.
And I just keep saying it's Christian Slater because it's just obvious, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's Mr. Robot. Now, I finally finished season one. Now, we can do spoilers now, right?
Sure.
So there's a big...
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Fast forward if you haven't finished it. There's a big twist at the end of Mr. Robot.
Right.
A la Fight Club.
Exactly.
Where he is a figment of Elliot's imagination.
Right.
And he's his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he even says, all right, say it, I am Mr. Robot. So you're right. Elliot says, I am Mr. Robot.
Mm-hmm.
But his father had a business called Mr. Robot, and he was
right.
He was Mr. Robot.
I know.
So we were kind of both right.
Okay. We're both right.
But you kept saying, who is Mr. Robot? And I kept looking at you going, dude, it's obvious. It's Christian Slater. What are you talking about?
What are they going to do in the second season?
I don't know. Well, he's getting together with that the Swedish guy or Terrell or whatever.
Terrell?
How hot is his wife?
Wait, there's no Swedish people named Terrell, are there?
This guy was.
Tyrell. I don't fucking know.
Whatever. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know enough about
those
Swedes.
What the heck was going on with why do you have to tie his wife up?
Oh, because she's into that sort of thing. While she was pregnant.
Yeah.
But who is that? Can you look who that who
the wife was?
Yeah. She's like a Victoria's Secret model, this chick. Have you, no, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
She's
Emily Mead.
So, yes, let's clarify that. And did you watch any of the behind the, like, the commentary with Sam Esmail? Esmail?
Esmail.
He's Egyptian.
Yeah, I did on some of them.
Because he fully admitted, so on the second to last episode, I watched the after thing with
him. Right.
And he said, yes, I'm a big fan of Fight Club. This is pretty much derivative of that. I'll make no apologies for it.
That's cool.
So he basically said, I copied the whole Fight Club thing, but what we're doing is something a little different. So it's like, all
right.
That's what I thought all along, but it was so obvious that I didn't think that he was totally going to go for it.
Right.
But he did.
That was good.
Stephanie Cornelianson.
Yeah, she been in anything else?
Stephanie Cornelianson.
Besides Everybody's Dreams.
She's got a pretty hot Instagram. Woo.
Well,
let's see what else she's been in.
Okay, Stephanie Cornelison.
Cornelison? Everybody looked at
her. Legends of Tomorrow, which I don't know what that is.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Not Legends of the...
She kind of looks like Amelia.
The Witch Hunter, she was in that movie.
She looks like Amelia Clark a little.
She was on Royal Pains.
Nope. She gives Ira a royal pain right in his chest.
She was in the Hello Ladies, the movie that wrapped up that series. Hello Ladies.
It's the 1975 right here on Radio Labyrinth, cranking it up with the hits of today's top musicians. That's right, they're going to be on Saturday Night Live. Ooh, listen to that rocking fucking beat. Ah. Anyway.
With Larry David doing Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to kick it up a notch.
They should do a whole thing. They should do they should do the Ant and the Aardvark.
The ant
with Bernie and the oh, we should do that.
We should do that. A modern day Ant and the Aardvark.
Yeah,
not tonight, but we'll do it.
All right. Mental note. We'll do a segment.
I'm an Aardvark. Wait, the Aardvark was Dean Martin. No, the Aardvark
was Jackie Mason.
Right. Jackie Mason.
Yeah. And the ant was Dean Martin.
Was it Dean Martin?
That's who they based both of them off of. Was Dean Martin?
Right. It was Dean.
Everybody have a drink.
But was it really Jackie Mason or was it?
No, it was somebody doing it.
Well,
no, it was Jackie Mason doing the
it really was.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's cool. I didn't know that.
I thought
they were both impersonators.
Well, I don't think it was really Dean Martin, though.
No, I don't know who did the ant, but I know Jackie Mason did the Aardvark.
But it was based off of Dean Martin. I remember hearing that.
Yeah, what a great show.
I probably heard that on Howard and Gilbert Told a Story years and years ago.
Now, I remember. Here's another thing. I was watching the O.J., and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Frank Santopadre.
You know, Gilbert, you remember when we used to watch the Ant and the Aardvark
cartoons? Oh, and one was Jackie Mason, and the other was supposed to be Dean Martin.
Now, don't you think it's a little odd, Gilbert, that they made Jackie Mason the character with the long... huge nose.
No, and it wasn't a Jewish thing. Everyone knew Jackie Mason had the biggest cock in Hollywood.
Bigger than Milton Berle, even?
No. Uncle Milty was legendary.
All right, I want to keep my voice for the rest of the show, so...
50 minutes.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some celebrity deaths, including one that made me very sad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's leave it as a cliffhanger.
Yeah. What? You're pretty sad, too.
I am?
Yeah. Well, we both...
I forgot.
And we'll play Length Matters. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @Radio_Labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
So it was not actually Jackie Mason doing the voice of the...
I told you.
It was John Biner. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah. John Biner from... he had his own show called Bizarre on Showtime.
Yeah. Oh.
It was syndicated, but the dirty version was on Showtime.
Right.
Hey, Ant.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't him, see?
He was doing both voices, the ant and the aardvark.
John Biner. He was the guy that... He did real good Ed Sullivan.
Yep.
He was noted for that, actually, for doing a real good Ed Sullivan show. And being funny enough to ad-lib and write his own stuff, so it wasn't just like Rich Little doing... Right. Rich Little was a good impressionist, but he wasn't funny.
Sniglets.
That's Rich Hall. And he wasn't a good impressionist, from what I recall, but very, very funny. We saw him do stand-up once at the Funny Farm.
At the Funny Farm, one of the best comedy shows I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely one of the best. Yeah, he had a bag full of candy bars, and he would have people pull a candy bar out, and he told an improvisational story based on the candy bars as they were being pulled out.
Huh.
And he just made it up off the top of his head. It was fantastic.
Wow.
And his crowd work was amazing.
Uh-huh. Well... You can't find much of him on YouTube. I've looked.
No, he's real big in the UK. I think he lives over there now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he was on Corolla, I think, when Corolla went to England.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had him on, yeah.
I have to find that one.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's the Sniglets man from Not Necessarily the News.
And then, speaking of comedians, my boy Sebastian Maniscalco.
Mm-hmm. Had his own show.
Yeah, they just picked him up to do a pilot.
How was the show?
It was great, man. We laughed our asses off for 90 minutes straight.
Those comedians in the cars getting coffee was good, too.
Yeah, it was good. And what the coolest thing about that was is he told the whole story of doing that on the podcast like weeks ago. Well, probably months ago.
Right.
So it was cool to hear kind of the behind the scenes of comedians in cars, you know.
What's the show pilot? What's it for? Or haven't they said?
You mean the network or mm-hmm. the...
The network.
Don't say the word network, please.
I am not familiar with that term. NBC? Something like that?
I don't know, you said the network. What's the premise?
I don't know. I don't think
there's a plot yet.
Well, he is mentioned on the podcast. I think it's just kind of about his life. You know?
Oh, okay.
I think it's just called Sebastian.
Oh, all right.
And I remember him saying he wanted to incorporate his dad is some kind of eccentric Italian guy, real funny, and... So I think he was just...
Where's he from?
Chicago.
Okay.
But his dad is straight from Sicily or Italy.
Really? So he's like a fob.
Old country.
And his father was a hairdresser.
Oh, really?
He's like this Italian hairdresser, you know?
I haven't really listened to a lot of him. I'm going to check out his stand-up.
And sometime check out that the podcast is the
What's
greatest.
His podcast called?
Well, it's the Pete and Sebastian show. So
okay.
That guy I interviewed, Pete Corielli.
Yeah.
For Two Faces Radio. Those two guys, they're just professional comedians and
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of one of my go-to shows.
Are you go ahead.
No, I like that podcast too. I've only listened to a couple episodes, but it's very funny.
Have you guys listened to Lore yet? When you guys brought it up?
I listened
to
the hell out of it, man.
Rob brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenner's pitched it, and I listened to like all 25 episodes over the weekend. Yeah,
so did John Mark Lindell.
He did. I listened to two. Yeah,
they're short though. They're like 15 minutes each. Yeah, right. So.
They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically just a guy reading about an old folklore story,
right.
And with some eerie music behind it. But it works, man.
It's got that NPR kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Who's the guy from Mansfield who bought my mom's old house? Who was a folklore writer? That was friends with your family, Jeff.
Jim Glimm.
Yeah.
The late Jim Glimm.
He was this guy, and Jeff knows all about him, but he wrote a book about...
Flatlanders and Ridge Runners.
Yeah, it was a great storybook.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm, about our area, all the folklore around our area, like different ghosts and things like that.
Can I get it on my Kindle?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's still in print.
See? Huh. Check Amazon.
Yeah, right. I'll look on Amazon.
Are you sad? Ira, about the passing of another whackpacker.
I mean, I was surprised and
these whackpackers
shocked.
Are dropping like flies.
I know.
My penis.
My penis. What about your penis? Isn't that from that's from the kid. Jack and Rod show where they had the authors on?
And it was
he was saying he was I'm Kirk Dugwick.
So Crackhead Bob died.
Yeah, Crackhead Bob. I don't even know his real name. I should have it if I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Crackhead, do you need it? It's Crackhead Bob.
Yeah, who's going to know him by his real name? His parents?
Well, you know, you owe the guy.
Well, he had a major stroke because he smoked so much crack.
Yes.
And he became a whackpacker on the Stern Show way back.
Here's an obituary from the New York Daily News.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got to hear this.
Crackhead Bob, a fan favorite, recurring guest on the Howard Stern Show in the late 1990s and early 2000s, has died at 56. Bob, whose real name was George Harvey.
Oh, it wasn't even Bob?
No. Regularly appeared on Stern Show for parts of 7 years as a member of the Whack Pack, mm-hmm. an eclectic group of guests who typically had something unusual about him. Okay, that's, I can't read the guy's last name. I'll try it, though. Peter Splendorio.
Okay.
New York Daily News, and you can find it at thedailynews.com in the entertainment section. I like to give plugs if we're going to read sure. somebody's stuff. But Crackhead Bob, it was some of the funniest shit yeah. ever on that fucking show.
I mean, who do you think was the most popular whackpacker? He might have been it.
I think so.
Him and Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, I was going to say.
Yeah.
The one I don't like Eric.
Eric, the actor?
No, he's dead, but high-pitched yeah. Eric is the one. High-pitched. He's disgusting.
And Bigfoot is pretty good.
Bigfoot's good. I just don't like high-pitched Eric. I always thought he was gross to look at. Yeah. He's always sweating and his body's greasy. He just grosses me out.
Well, didn't they have a contest one time where they handcuffed somebody to high-pitched Eric for like 2 days or something like that?
I don't remember that, but it sounds disgusting. He's just so gross. But
I know.
Crackhead Bob seemed like a nice guy. He was, you know, even though he was like cracked, stroked out, he was a happy guy.
Oh, man. I mean, that's just another pure. The only reason we're having you here is because we're making fun of the way you talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first time he was ever on the Howard Stern Show, he came in with someone else, I think.
Yeah.
And he had met everybody at a book signing. He goes, yeah. I still remember going, and I got dined by you. But not new. And Howard just was like, you know, a spark went off in his head. He's like, I gotta have this guy do all sorts of stuff.
And I guess you felt like it was okay to make fun of him because he kind of did this to himself. He wasn't born that way, or it wasn't like a disease that kind of made him talk like that.
He had a stroke from doing too much crack, and that's why he's like
all right,
that.
You feel bad for him, but
someone in his family didn't like that. I think that's why he stopped coming on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back when I listened all the time and I knew the lore or everything that was going on with the show,
yeah,
I think that was one of the reasons.
Oh, lore. That should be on lore. Maybe they'll do the Crackhead Bob show.
I don't think so. Yeah. It's not scary.
I know.
More than his guest appearances, though, were his like Jack and Rod calls.
Yeah.
And like the one we were talking about, right. We were talking to the authors. And, my Danis!
My Danis in your tutti!
And and the Chinese restaurant called Tiki Tai Main.
Yeah,
no, I'm Tungui.
I'm Tung. Oh, you're ducking me now. You're ducking me. Me and my buddy still use that to this day. Every
you're
time
you're ducking me.
You're ducking me.
Yeah. And do you know the one with Blue Iris?
The Crackhead Bob.
Yeah.
One.
The one where he's trying to get a cab, he wants to go to.
I
want to go to Nkankamo.
Right.
Nkankamo.
My son called you. I can't do Blue Iris.
I'll suck your cock.
My son called. He's trying to get to. Yeah, what you said. The dispatcher was so.
Yeah.
It was like the end of his shift or something. He's like.
She wasn't a whackpacker for very long, but she was so funny. I mean, her on the show was funny, the shit they made her do.
Yeah, well, and she was way into everything that they wanted her to do.
When I was still living with Jeff. I was still living with Jeff when I heard the first time they used her in a prank call to call this old lady. And the old lady gets mad and says, I wish I had a shotgun. I'd put it in your mouth and pull the trigger like 6 times. And they just keep playing these drops of Blue Iris going, suck on your tits. And Artie Lang loses it and can't stop. I mean, I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
And I just kept playing that call over and over again. I fell out of my chair first time I heard it. Remember, Jeff, I had that desk in the corner with a shitty chair that kept breaking. And I leaned back so far laughing, I fell.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real pratfall right there.
I always got those kind of laughs out of Stern. You know, I don't have really a chance to listen to it anymore.
On the drops?
Yeah.
Fred with his drops, the perfectly placed drops, it always gets me.
And every time somebody left the show, they always replaced him with somebody that was funnier or just as good. You know, except for Billy West. Billy West added so much to the show that when he left, there was a huge hole.
Yeah.
But they filled it with different people, like the evil David Letterman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, evil Dave, yeah.
Yeah.
And that guy was wacky himself. Uh-huh. You know,
Or they'd have whackpackers call. Like Eric the Midget, I remember for a good solid couple of years, was on every single day.
Yeah, well, see, Eric the Midget, I did not like.
You didn't? I loved him. I liked it because everybody but Howard hated him. Like, Robin hated him, and Fred especially hated him.
I got the joke of why they would have him on all the time and why they loved it, but he annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I got, but still I didn't like it.
Right.
You know? It's Eric the...
Actor Johnny Frotto,
who's also dead.
Oh, Johnny Frotto died?
Yeah, he died, I think last year.
Really?
Yeah, or maybe, yeah, last fall.
Yeah, see, I stopped listening to Stern, man.
So who's left in the Whack Pack now? Yucko's still alive.
Yeah, he's not on that show a lot.
Yeah.
a lot of the Whack Packers aren't. Wendy the whatever they call her now, Gary the Conqueror. They all have new names, you know, if they had if they had a problem.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a handicap or whatever.
Now, what happened with, with Yucko and the regular guys, and then Yucko...
It was Stern?
On Stern. Because Yucko started here, right? He lived here.
Yeah.
He was on regular guys.
Right. And then he got on Stern.
And then he got on Stern, and then...
Well, you can see why Howard liked him and why he became funny. I mean, he was great on Howard. He was unleashed.
And then you guys used to have him come back every once in a while, but then...
We had him come back a couple of years ago. I asked Larry if we could have him back. You know, well, I said, it's been a long time. And I said, we could have him on. I wanted him to come on and promote, what was it? It was that animated show that they had on...
I was just trying to look up the name
Comedy
of it.
Comedy Central.
Yeah, it's with Daniel Tosh.
That show was funny.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
Hysterical.
And both of us can't remember the name for some reason.
I remember it too, and I can't remember it.
It began with a B.
Boondocks?
No.
I remember he was great. You guys sent him out
to... I'm going to look it up.
You guys sent him out to the Masters.
They did. I wasn't with them then.
You weren't?
No, but that was funny.
He was brilliant out there.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Like, he was phenomenal. I was like, oh, all right, he's really good.
But you know, Yucko the Clown was a character that Roger Black did on the show that they did on TV in Athens.
Oh.
Called The Damn Show. They ran it on the university television.
Brickleberry,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I have these DVDs. I don't know if you can get them anymore, but it's like the best of The Damn Show. And there's some funny fucking shit on there.
Huh.
They had like interviews with homeless guys in front of Wendy's. And the guys just repeating themselves. And there's another guy. I mean, they found these weirdos walking around Athens, and they made them a part of their show.
Yeah.
And they did parodies of TV shows. Well, they did a great parody of Blind Date, but they did Blind Date with a crackhead.
Yeah.
And they found a real crackhead, like, lady.
Shit.
And, you know, they do the thing where they introduce him and he goes, so what do you like to do? And she goes, I smoke a little crack. I suck a little dick.
Get out of here.
Those guys, those guys are great, and I hope they continue to get shows. Brickleberry was a fucking hilarious show.
It was
fucked
up, too. Man.
Yeah.
But I think to answer your question, once he started being on Howard all the time, and it got, you know, when Howard back then was on the E! Network every night, so people were watching that, I don't think it benefited them to have him on, regular guys.
Oh, well, I feel like I remember Larry just like getting pissed at him.
I think he was, because Larry's the one that put him on the radio. And when you have a show and you have
offended,
a guest.
I guess, that he was
I'm going to explain it. When you host a show and, you know, Larry had a lot of experience. And, I mean, it's the regular guy show.
Well, right? I guess he felt like Yucko was part of your, y'all's Whack Pack.
Exactly, sure. Yeah. And like Ben the Bunny Man and stuff like that. You know, we didn't call it that, and
we didn't call it the Whack Pack.
But we had people on the show that had weird voices and did different things. But, you know, I think that probably bothered Larry, and if I were in his position, I wouldn't have him on either. Because this was before internet and before everybody had everything. I mean, the internet existed, but it wasn't like it is today.
Right.
So I don't blame him for not having Yucko back on, but eventually we had him back on.
Yeah, all right, well.
And the other thing is, when they had Yucko at events, he destroyed a hotel room in Buckhead for no reason. I mean, he's not Joe Walsh.
You didn't put him up to it?
No, he just destroyed it.
You guys told him to run out on the field during that Braves game, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was great. Not only did that happen, but I ordered a banner a plane banner to fly over that game that said, "Bring back Rocker."
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember when it, I was sitting really close, and I remember when it flew over the first time, Brian Jordan saw it and started laughing, and he was pointing at it, and he tapped Greg Maddux on the shoulder.
Yeah.
This is how close I was to the field.
Wow.
Because I knew Yucko was going to do his thing, and I wanted to get it on, you know, a picture of it. So I was on, looking down, and he, and Brian Jordan taps Greg Maddux on the shoulder, and he points up at the sky, and Greg Maddux turns his head, and he gets this pissed look on his face, punches his glove, and walks into the dugout.
Wow.
And Brian Jordan turns around and, like, you know, just like, shrugs his shoulders like, "What? That's funny. Why don't you think that's funny?" It, but to see all that happen, it was like, fucking wow.
Well, to see it happen and know that you were responsible.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing that pissed me off is that Rocker was my connection for good seats. You know, they played the Sox that year before he was traded, and he got me in, and I was like, "These are great seats above home plate." You know, and I was like, I got a connection now. Gone.
Well, yeah. It was good to hear, though. You brought this up on an earlier episode that, I mean, you like, I mean, Rocker, you like him, right?
I do. I think he's a nice guy.
Good guy, yeah.
I mean, he has this persona, but he, you know, I don't believe that's really him. And he's a genuine person. He doesn't, like, say shit that he doesn't mean.
Yeah.
But he's really a good guy, and, you know, he's not a racist or any of that shit.
So, I liked him on Survivor.
Yeah. He's a decent guy. He's just opinionated and he's too brash for people.
Just listening to the old show, you just made him out to be such a douche.
Well, there were people on both sides, which is why it was good, the dynamic. You know, Larry, you had people who loved that Larry would attack him and go after him. And then you had people who hated Larry and loved John. I mean, that's the classical, you know, one side versus the other. And it worked for a long time. But this last bit when he would come on the show, you know, after Steve's marriage and all that. Yeah. I think that didn't work too well.
No?
No. Because it was just too mean. You know, when it was organic in the 2000s.
What was he doing? He was coming on the show and breaking Steve's balls about getting married?
No. Larry was just really mean and saying horrible things about him. And then John would say really bad shit about Larry.
It seemed...
it was just a waste of time.
But it was genuine, though, right?
Yeah, but it was too negative. There wasn't any payoff. There was no funny payoff at all.
I thought it was so negative and so over the top that I thought it was a bullshit thing. It was like Andy Kaufman and what's his name, wrestling guy,
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, like I thought they were doing that type of thing. Like,
yeah, but that was funny.
It was.
But you know what I mean?
But I thought they had an arrangement where they were
getting
into this fight.
They almost got into a fight at a bar.
Yeah,
at a restaurant or some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a picture. I'm sorry, I'm scrolling down. There's a picture of Crackhead Bob standing next to another deceased Whack Packer, my favorite of all time, Kenneth Keith Kallenbach.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who came on the show said he could blow smoke through his eyes and then puked all over. And this is when Howard had the Channel 9 show.
Right, you could watch it.
WOR.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah.
Only available on YouTube. Because Howard doesn't own the rights, so he can't get it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah. Well, so R.I.P. Crackhead Bob.
What about Elephant Boy?
Elephant Boy's still around.
Yeah.
I don't know that he comes on the show.
Yeah. Well, then there was, Medicated Pete was a newer one.
He was an intern, and once he left, they stopped having him on.
Right.
He did a real funny prank call.
Yeah?
They had him call a piano store. Well, he didn't do it. They cut up clips of him, you know, Howard was trying to get him to practice being on a date. So he was asking, and then they used it and called this piano store. Where are you playing piano?
Yeah. I do remember that. That was a good one. But Crackhead Bob, but you played, Crackhead Bob singing the Van Halen songs at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
So I'll tell our listeners, just if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and find that.
Find the actual video they made,
right,
which is what I got that from.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, my God.
You got to do it now. Gotta do it in your Cadillac. And then Robin going, you got to do it in your Cadillac. I didn't leave any of that in there, but the reactions from the show are fucking great.
Yeah.
Howard and Robin, and you know, that's just the reason I like talking about those guys so much is being in radio.
Yeah,
you know, and that's really the only show I've ever been a geek out fan of. You know what I mean? And not of any really other type of radio shows, but I just geek out, and it's such a huge part of my life, especially 20 years. You know?
Yeah, so, sure.
Probably talk it to
death. There's a lot of people like that, and it's great when you run into people that know that stuff as well as you do, and you can just talk about it right away.
Oh, because everybody knows what you know.
Yeah.
And there's always something that they know that you don't remember, and that you know that they don't remember, and yeah.
Robin.
Robin. Can you do Howard? I can't do Howard.
Yeah, you can. You do it. You do a pretty good Howard.
For as long as I've listened to him, I should be able to do it perfectly, but I don't. I can't. Because, you know, there's New York, but he doesn't really have that, you know. And then it comes out of his nose a little. You see, I have to work on it. Workshop
you guys,
it.
You keep going, because I'm working on a game for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Impression me.
Okay.
Impression you?
I haven't worked out all the rules yet.
But for you guys, he's the only impressionist here.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to do the impression also. That's how the game works.
Oh, I do a horrible impression and he does a good one? That's the game?
Or you do a good one and he does a bad one. Like
we'll see.
Your Trump is a little better than Tim's Trump at this point.
Yeah.
That's true. Someone told me to do it without yelling.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it without yelling. Come on, do it. Oh, wait. That's something else.
Huge.
All right. What other celebrity deaths besides Crack?
Well, today, we're recording today on the day the music died. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, that's the day that Don McLean released his hit song, American Pie. It was number one on the chart. Well, it was
February
a big bopper.
3rd, 1959 was the day that Buddy Holly and Big Bopper and Not My Richie Valens died in the plane crash.
Yeah. Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper.
Right.
Wow.
Not My Richie.
Not My Richie. Is better than King for a day. Remember that movie, La Bamba?
I do.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Richie Valens.
No, the actor that played him.
Richie Valens.
Lou
Diamond Phillips.
Lou
Jesus
Diamond
Christ.
Phillips, that's it. Yeah,
Lou Diamond Phillips. He can play anybody, a Mexican, an Indian, Native American, I mean.
Yeah.
He does play that on Longmire.
I know.
But was he in, what's the cowboy movie?
Young Guns?
Yeah. Navajo! Navajo! Jeff and I went and saw the premiere,
really,
of La Bamba and got
free sunglasses.
Free sunglasses.
Oh, nice.
La Bamba on them. I wish I still had them. Do you?
No, they were great though. They were like Ray-Bans.
Yeah,
almost.
They were real Ray-Bans.
No,
they?
Real. They're not giving away real.
No,
Ray-Bans.
They were knockoff Ray-Bans, but they were the
Wayfarers.
Same.
Wayfarers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were Wayfarers.
Yeah, that's their official name. I love that movie. We saw it twice.
Did you ever see the Selena movie with?
I didn't care about Selena. Didn't care about
actor Frank Finlay passed away on January 30th.
He was
in a bunch of movies, A Christmas Carol, the original one.
Yeah, okay.
Weren't we going to call the segment Who Died?
Yeah, Who Died?
Who Died?
Who Died?
Life Force. Weren't we talking about that movie?
Yeah, best full frontal nudity scene in any movie in history.
He was in that movie in 1985. He was in Three Musketeers, two Three Musketeers movies.
Okay.
He was in The Pianist most recently, I think.
Who Died?
That wasn't even that reason.
No, that was 2002. He's been on some TV shows since then, but mostly in the UK.
Oh, well, sorry, man.
Who died?
Who else died?
Bob Elliott passed away from Bob and Ray,
right.
And father of Chris Elliott.
Jeff deleted my comment on his Facebook post about this today.
Well, I'm friends with Chris Elliott's daughter, Bridie.
You are?
Yeah.
Like, how'd that happen?
Real friends?
Well, Facebook friends.
Oh.
And I didn't want her, you know, because you can see what other people post on,
should
you know.
Should I not ask him what his comment is?
I posted that Bob Elliott of Bob and Ray comedy fame dies at 92, and Tim wrote, who?
It's a real douche thing to post.
Well.
And so I deleted that just in case I didn't want her to accidentally come across that and be like, who's this guy dissing my grandfather?
Yeah, she's in show business. She's used to it.
Right. She's a comedian. I'm sure she probably wouldn't know.
Wait, the one that was on Saturday Night Live?
No, her sister, Bridie, is her name.
Oh, how old is she?
She's younger than Abby Elliott.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Chris Elliott had another daughter that was on Saturday Night Live?
No.
What happened to Abby Elliott?
She's on some, like, Hulu show now or something.
Yeah, she is funny, though. Why did she leave SNL? They fire her or she quit?
Yeah, I think she got fired.
Really? I liked her. I like Nassim Pedrad.
Yeah. Well, Nassim Pedrad left to go on that awful NBC show with what was that guy's name?
I don't know. I don't know. There was another girl on there that I liked that you liked. She got fired for saying fuck.
Yeah. She's still doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
Where did she say fuck?
On SNL.
Yeah. On her first ever show.
Yeah. I forget her name, though, and I'm not going to look it up.
She does the voice of that clam that's like a YouTube.
Yeah,
sensation.
Clam. She does the voice of a clam.
Hey, do you know what I'm DVRing right now as we were podcasting?
No.
Madoff.
Let me know how that is.
I know. I'm curious.
It's NBC, right?
I think it's ABC.
Or it's a network show.
It's a network show, which I barely
Richard
watch.
Richard Dreyfuss is in it.
Well, that's intriguing.
It's a return to form for Richard Dreyfuss. Where's he been for the last?
Right.
Doing voiceovers.
Really?
He was in Jaws and he didn't do anything else.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
That's the... Who did Richard Dreyfuss on SNL? Was that Kevin Spacey? Was the
it?
Star Wars?
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
Really? Yeah, Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Jenny Slate was the girl's name. That's it.
Yeah, she's funny as shit. Yeah. Who else died? Unless you had something to say.
Who died?
Who died?
I think that's all I got right now.
No, I was just intrigued about Madoff. You know, but my wife came through and I'm recording this. She's like, you're recording a network show? You hate network shows. I'm like, well, I want to see this.
Yeah. Well, let me know how it is.
All right, I will.
All right.
Next week.
It's time to play Length Matters, a game that one person said they didn't like, but a couple other people said that they liked it. So shut the fuck up and listen to Length Matters. Length matters, but girth doesn't, unless you're fucking a lady who's had a lot of sex. Length matters.
See?
One person said that.
John
didn't
Mark,
like
sorry.
It.
I guess we don't need you.
Here, Jeff.
What did he say?
He said, one person didn't like it.
All right, gentlemen.
I'm eating the cracker. So please explain the rules.
And don't mention the N word.
Of course not. I do not. Never will I say the N word.
The N word in this case is network.
Exactly. On this show, ever again. It's a very simple game. Mm-hmm. Called Length Matters, regarding how long certain classic television shows were on the air.
Yes.
These guys will guess
yes.
which one was on longer.
Okay.
And we will keep track of points. Somehow,
sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
And both of the shows I'm going to give them debuted in the same year. First, you will guess the year.
Okay.
And you will get an extra point.
Right.
If you do. All right.
Say your name to buzz in.
Well, I thought we'd just wait until the question's over, then we both answer.
Okay.
But don't mention the network.
I will not. Family Ties.
Okay.
Goes up against Newhart. The second Newhart. Not the new.
Not Bob Newhart or the Newhart Show.
1982.
Right. Family Ties. I'm going to say 84. And which one was on longer?
Well,
no. Let's answer the whole thing right now, and then he'll.
Family Ties.
I'm going to say Newhart was on longer.
All right, Family Ties debuted in Tim 1982.
Woohoo!
And it ran from 1982 to May, September 1982 to May 1989. That's 7 years. Newhart debuted in October 1982, ran to May 1990. That is 8 years.
So it's 1-1.
Because you got the thing, the year, and he
NBC
got the,
and TBS.
He got the length. You got the girth.
Right.
All right.
What?
So, the Brady Bunch. And the non-syndicated, I don't know if I can do this, but the non-syndicated Hee Haw.
1970.
I was going to say 70 also. Which one was on longer, Hee Haw or the Brady Bunch?
Or the Brady Bunch.
I think Hee Haw probably was on longer.
Yeah, Hee Haw was on longer.
The Brady
Bunch.
Wait,
the non-syndicated one?
Before it went to syndication.
No, the Brady Bunch was on longer.
I'm going to stick with Hee Haw.
Okay. Brady Bunch. Won't tell you the network, even though I did write it down anyway, just in case.
NBC.
Don't say the N-word, please.
September 1969.
Ah, okay, so both 1969.
Right. Ran to March 1974. That's 5 years for the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Hee Haw, September 69 to 71. Two years.
So I got 1 point.
You got 1 point. That's nobody got the year.
Me and Hee Haw debuted at the same time.
Are you keeping track of this?
2-1.
I'm not. Okay. Let's see.
This is the last one.
I know. Little show called Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Up against Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Ooh, Jeff might get this one.
No, I wasn't a Deep Space Nine guy. I could never get into DS9. Although
neither did I actually. I stopped.
A lot of people think that's their favorite of the.
Really?
The new Star Trek.
I always hear Next Generation.
1994. And I'm going to say that Deep Space Nine ran longer.
What are our choices again? Deep Space Nine.
Beavis and Butthead.
Or Beavis and Butthead. That's a cartoon that takes a long time to animate. I'm going to say Deep Space Nine ran longer.
Okay. Beavis and Butthead by our good buddy Mike Judge. We'll have him on the show someday.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't mind that.
I almost met him once. Anyway. Ran from March 1993 to November 1997. That's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine, January 93 to June 1999. That's 6 years. You guys were both right on that one.
Okay.
Deep Space Nine ran longer.
So 3-2. I win.
And nobody got... Well, do you want to do one more or you want to keep
No, I want to end the game.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for playing Length Matters.
Length matters. Length matters. Length matters more than your girth. The closing song has to be shorter than the intro song.
John, you got that?
He's not going to do it.
Girth, everyone knows girth matters way more.
Do we need to take another break? Or you want to just finish up?
I say we just keep going.
Yeah. All right. You saw The Revenant?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, I did. I saw The Revenant, and I loved it.
Me too.
I thought that Tom Hardy was doing an impersonation of Tom Berenger in Platoon.
Oh, wow.
You got the fresh meat, bub.
I cock a down VC.
See that guy's head come apart?
I can't remember any other Tom Berenger lines.
No, I know. I don't even remember any Tom Berenger lines. My lines are the guy from Scrubs and the guy from Entourage.
You got barge.
You see that guy's head come apart?
Oh, that's Matt. That's Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Dillon, yeah. You're going to be all right, old dude.
God, I haven't seen Platoon since...
Charlie Sheen's good in that
since
movie.
Since I was in NAMM.
Since you were NAMM. Would you go there for a convention?
Yeah.
But it was great. Cinematography, everything. Yeah. A great story. And the ending was just fantastic.
Yeah.
He just looks right at the camera. And it's like, all right. Really, I mean, to sum it up.
Right. There was a lot. Now it's been so long since I've seen it now. I feel like it was like months ago now.
Now, I don't think he'll get the Oscar. I hope he does. I hope Leo does.
I just don't remember who he's up against now.
Did he win the SAG Award?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Well, he won the Golden Globe. So if he won the Golden Globe.
They always say.
And then if he wins the SAG Award, which I don't know. I didn't watch the SAG Awards.
Speaking of, I want to do a SAG Awards of our own tonight.
Mm.
Before we end the show, we're all taking out our testicles. And whoever sags the lowest gets a BJ from the other two.
Oh, geez. Well, I got to go, everybody. It's been a great show.
We're all different heights, though. How are we going to? We'll have to stand on something to.
I have a genetically modified elf in my car.
Okay.
I'll bring him out. And he's all he can do is measure ball sag.
Also, you're gonna pull the ball's taunt and measure.
Yeah,
he
grabs you underneath.
I thought we were just gonna let it hang
like a cock ring.
See who's closest to the floor.
No,
that would be hang, not sag. No, I guess that would be sag.
Sag, sag, sag,
sag.
Tom Hardy, I definitely think, is going to win the Oscar.
Really?
Great.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
I had to go home and Google when they...
Donald Gleason, too.
When it was supposed to be from.
It was great.
And?
In The Revenant.
Yeah, he was.
So when it was supposed to be from?
Huh?
It's obviously after the Civil War.
Yeah.
So when...
No, it was not after the Civil War. It was set
before?
In the 1820s.
Oh, is that early?
Yeah, because it was the Louisiana Territory.
Okay, because
they were trapping.
Oh, because they kept saying, well, he went back and re-enlisted or something.
Re-enlisted in the Army.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, when they said that, I just assumed.
I did it first, too, but I looking at their guns, you could tell, because the guns were all flintlock and there were no repeaters.
Mm.
And if they had been after the Civil War, they would have all been repeaters.
What, are you, an American picker now?
I just know that shit. They didn't invent them until.
Welcome to Antique Roadshow.
That's right. Here's our hot tattooed chick.
And now she's gone.
Right.
No, she's still on that.
No, I mean, when they're picking, nobody watches.
Oh, yeah. No, I fast forward through the picking.
That chick cut that guy's balls off.
What?
In the movie. The French guy. The Native American.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cut his balls.
Well, that's the only reason he was allowed to live, because he let her live.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They were. God.
Yeah, you're going to see any. What? Go ahead.
Am I going to see what?
Are you going to see any movies this weekend?
Well, I'd love to see Hail Caesar.
Yeah, yeah, me too. We should. Let's.
Yeah, you want to do it? Yeah.
Well,
I'm working all 3 days.
What time you go in?
I can only do shit like late at night.
Yeah, and I can only do shit
in the morning.
Yeah,
right.
So that scratches everything.
We're done.
Maybe Monday night.
Should we try to at least all go see it on our own at least?
Why don't we all go see it Monday night?
Monday night?
Like a late show.
All right. I could.
Can you do that, Jeff?
I suppose.
We could do Atlantic Station so it's close to you guys.
Yeah.
And me. I mean, it takes 2 minutes to get there.
Well, they got the IMAX there.
Is it playing in IMAX?
I mean, like the Atlantic Station IMAX is just like a huge.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's tentatively plan to see Hail Caesar.
We'll text about this later.
Yeah, we can.
We don't have to do this on.
We don't have to make our.
No, we have to solidify the plans right now on the show.
No, stop saying network. What about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
I didn't want to see it until I saw who was in it. Right. Now I want to see it.
Who's in it?
I don't know their names, but I know what they look like.
Yeah.
The girl that was on Downton Abbey. I don't know what her name is.
I don't either. I don't know.
Super hot.
Okay. What about Regression?
I don't know what that is.
It is a horror movie with Hermione Granger.
No, I haven't seen that. I mean,
Or the actress who played Hermione Granger.
Who's that?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Doing an American accent.
What's this movie about?
I don't know. I just saw the trailer and paid
it's
attention.
Regression.
No, I just paid attention to
Emma Watson.
Yes.
I hear you.
I think it has to do with regression therapy and remembering tormenting things that happened to you in your lifetime. What we should do for movies is every weekend, you should give us the movies that are coming out.
I will.
And just, you know, make it your own thing.
Sure.
And then we can talk
about
it. Don't
mention the networks that the movies are on, though.
See, this he's solidifying on the air.
Yes.
Now, is Deadpool coming out this weekend?
No. I think it's
why did I think that?
I don't know. Well, they've been running an awful lot of ads for it.
Lily James is her name. She was on Downton Abbey. She played Rose on Downton Abbey.
Rose
on Downton Abbey.
Yep.
Lily Rose.
It's Downton.
Lily James.
Don't say downtown.
It's Downton. Downtown Abbey.
Downton.
Matt Smith's also in that. I didn't know that.
Cheese crackers. He's eating Dr. cheese crackers, folks.
No, what she says is Lily Rose Depp speaks about sexuality. I don't think you have to label yourself. It's not that big a deal. She's 16 years old.
Oh, Johnny Depp's daughter, yeah.
Oh, wait, so it's not her?
No, this is Lily James.
Oh.
Not Lily Rose. Oh.
So why is the first thing there?
Was Lily Rose an actress?
Yeah, she's in the new Kevin Smith movie, Yoga Hosers.
Hmm?
Yoga Hosers?
It's a spinoff of that movie Tusk that he did, Kevin Smith.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
His
Which
latest
was good.
Movie just premiered at Sundance. It's called Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, it's about these two girls, his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp.
Wow.
Play convenience store clerks in Canada. And Johnny Depp is also in it, playing his character that he played in Tusk.
Convenience store clerks? Never heard that one before.
Yeah. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah.
It's the 1975 right here on Radio Labyrinth. And the song is called Ugh, and you can get it on iTunes today.
Is that really the name of the song?
Yeah, UGH. Check this shit out, man. This is rockin' shit. Come on. Ira, put your shirt back on.
Ira, the SAG game doesn't start for another 5 minutes, dude. Put your pants back on.
All right, so now is the point of the show when we read your reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And this we also need a song for. We're going to rate your reviews. You give us 1 to 5 stars. We're going to rate your reviews. And if you win, you're going to get a gold star.
That's pretty good. You can go with like a southern anthem.
Something like that.
You know.
Yeet. I love my country and my cups that I drink beer out of. If you gotta go to Barca Strata. I don't know what that is.
I thought you were going to work the reviews into
the song.
Dude,
I ran out of juice. Juice!
Do you have the PDF?
Come on, Juice.
I'm pulling it up.
I can't ever read the PDF you sent me.
You can't kill yourself in my daughter's room, Juice.
What? Yeah, you can't. All right, you guys. You know what you guys need to do? Vamp while I open up iTunes.
All right.
So I'm opening iTunes too, but it's going real slow today.
But vamp.
You ever see that movie, Vamp?
Who's in it?
What's her name?
Yeah, that helps.
No, Grace Jones?
Oh, that's the vampire movie with Grace Jones and...
Which Bond film was she in?
I don't know. George Michaels?
George Michaels?
What am I, an idiot? George Michael is in it.
George Michael.
Yeah, see, if this were happening on the radio right
now, we'd cut
to a commercial. Well,
speaking of music, how about I just do a plug?
Go ahead.
Can I do a plug before we do the plugs?
Go ahead.
I'm playing Saturday night now at Fat Matt's. I know I usually, I keep saying that.
I was going to go on Sunday.
Sundays. No. Sundays are done. And I'm playing with a different band, Cody Matlock Band. This kid is 20 years old. He's an incredible guitar player. And you should really come see him because
he knows chords and stuff.
I'm telling you, within a couple of years, the kid's going to be playing Tabernacle and stuff. So come see him at Fat Matt's and eat ribs while you do it.
Cool.
So we're doing a show together Saturday night.
Do you have to eat ribs? Can you eat chicken if you're there?
Yeah, that's what I usually do is get a combo.
But why would you?
Well, sometimes you don't want heavy ribs. You just want a light, chicken.
There's always room for ribs.
I had an endoscope Monday. I could talk about that. Now I can eat ribs.
Good thing I found the iTunes ratings.
What's the endoscope? They go in your mouth?
Down your
they
throat?
They go down my throat. They stretch to my esophagus.
Wow.
A little bit. Because things
kept
getting cut.
Yeah, that's not the first time that happened
to you. No, certainly not. Well, this is the first time it's happened professionally.
Things
anyway.
Kept getting caught in your throat?
Yes.
What is wrong with you then?
What kind of things?
Do you have a polyp?
I have acid reflux.
So do I.
It is causing my esophagus to close up, and it's been so bad, me trying to swallow things, that I've had to throw up.
Oi.
And I had to bring my shoes and my glasses, so I had them.
I had that too, the endoscopy. I have Barrett's esophagus.
Now, what is that? Oh, is that when the muscles are all fucked up?
I don't know what it does. Fucks you up. I'm going to get throat cancer and die.
It's actually I don't want to bring everybody down, but that's like pre-cancer Barrett's esophagus.
Is it?
Yeah.
My doctor told me that it doesn't always lead to cancer, but it sometimes does.
But it's pre-cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Did they stretch it down there? Do you know?
I don't know.
When they went in?
No, that's my job.
Yeah, Jeff works it out before we go.
And then we play SAG.
He tried to help for the colonoscopy, but, seed found no purchase. Now we're going to read your reviews from iTunes, and the best one's going to win a prize.
Jolliday, you want to start with that one? You read that one.
I'll read it.
Because there's some Chinese at the end that I can't pronounce.
Okay. Jolliday, J-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y. This podcast has been great for me. 2 years ago, I moved to Japan and felt completely alienated from my home state of Georgia. Tim Andrews was my favorite radio personality. Mine too. And now, being able to listen to him...
He's my third or fourth favorite.
Whatever. And his friends discuss media and all other topics that arise from their discussions has made me once again feel connected and like I never left Georgia. Hey, listen, I like that one.
Hey, look at that. He said we're friends.
We are. You guys
That's
are my
nice.
Friends. And then he wrote something in Japanese that I can't read.
Really?
Yeah.
And it won't let you copy and paste it either. I was going to plug it into Google Translate. It probably says, go fuck yourself. Yeah.
You jerks.
So I got to give it 4.5 stars for no translation on the Japanese.
Ira.
Yeah, I give it a...
Now, be real here.
I know. I'm thinking of all the nuances of that. I like that he said that we were friends. So. I'm going to give it a 4.
It validates your friendship.
Right? Yes.
He likes me the best, so I'm going to say 5.
Yeah.
So
how do we know it's a he?
All right. It.
It likes you the best.
It likes me the best.
It likes me. It really likes me.
All right. Next one, Jeff.
Greg Re89.
Probably not a chick.
Gregory.
Greg R-E-E, Greg.
Right,
Gregory.
But it's Gregory.
89.
Right.
Miss you in the morning, man. Can't wait till I'll start doing the podcast more often. Great topics and conversations. That's it. Short and sweet.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, he's asking us to be ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the podcast more often.
Well, you have to weigh that in your ratings.
Well, I don't mind him requesting us to do it more often because we always want to leave him wanting more.
But he's just going to have to accept the fact that we have a lot of shit to do.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah, I got to play at Fat Matt's Rib Shack on Sunday with my...
Oh, you're doing Sundays now and I'm doing Saturday?
I do. I play the Reds music.
The Reds music?
It's the opposite of the blues. It's all happy stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do they call it the Reds?
It's the opposite of the blues.
It's the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Well, it was short, but it was, of course, positive.
I gave it four.
He wants more. We left him wanting more. Yeah, I'll...
I'm going to give it four also because he didn't put a comma after miss you in the morning, comma, man. He should have had a comma in there. So he gets 4 stars.
All right, just so you guys know, Jeff is rating on punctuation. Okay. So make sure you spell check this shit. I will give it a 4 as well.
All right. So he's in second place. Greg R.R. Greg R.E.E.
See, Tim's really keeping track of this shit.
I'm trying to. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead here.
Zingbot, you want to read that
one? No, I'll pick the next one here.
Oh, you're going to skip some? Or
yeah.
We got to read them all.
No, we don't need to read them all. We're not going to make this a 7.
You got to read the one from...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Only because that's
from... Well, if there's any that says anything good about me, I want to hear that.
It's a reference to that Dirk Benedict movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a snake movie. Huh. Well, actually, he turns into a snake.
Yeah, the dude turns into a snake. You got to see that movie.
It's pre-Battlestar Galactica.
It's kind of like this week's X-Files.
I have been a huge Tim Andrews fan for many years. Thank you. Me too. This collaboration between Tim, Ira, and Jeff is stellar.
Stellar. I like that one.
Thank you, Radio Labyrinth. Thank you, Radio Labyrinth, for entertaining these... Okay, I can't read anymore. Start over. Pick up. That's what they say in radio. Thank you, Radio Labyrinth, for the entertaining podcasts and helping to make my Kennesaw to Buckhead commute more tolerable. 5 stars.
5 stars?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what?
Did you rehear the beginning?
Oh.
I've been a huge Tim Andrews fan for many years.
Just for that, I'm giving it 2 stars. No, I can't do that.
I'm giving it 4 stars because they put Ira ahead of me in the list. Mm.
And that's why I'm going for 5 stars as well.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to pick one more to read, all right?
Yeah.
Jeff, do you mind?
You're going to jump right to the one that makes fun of me, right?
No, I'm not reading that one.
Oh, you're not even going to read that one?
No, there's one that makes fun of you?
I'm not reading it. I don't read negativity.
You sure it's not
me? It gave us 5 stars.
I don't care. Sailor Family.
That's the one that I'm talking about.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. You got to read the whole thing.
Did we already mention this one?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the other one that said get rid of the mouth breather and the whiny voice guy.
Yeah, but we couldn't figure out who was who.
I'm all three. Sailor Family Lee rates us 5 stars and says, so glad to be hearing something new and different. I love the entertainment commentary, and I'm always amazed by Tim's encyclopedia of knowledge as well as his informed opinions. Okay, thank you. Glad to see him doing his thing here and back with EVH. That would be Eric Von Hessler.
Yes.
Only wish Jeff would ease up on the telling of his masturbatory experiences and urges. Gets a little uncomfortable at
one
times.
One time, dude.
Once is too much.
Once was enough.
Besides, isn't Tim off the porn and offensive male behavior bandwagon these days? Otherwise, it's fucking awesome. And
He puts the F word right in his review, and he's pissed off.
No. F-U at symbol K-I-N-G. Self-censorship gets a 5-star from me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But I don't like him berating Jeff.
Him or her. It's a Sailor Family.
Masturbatory, you know,
But they're saying ease up on it, like I'm talking about every single episode, like Tim and the transsexuals.
I don't talk about that every single episode. You do.
Well, look, I don't want to give bad reviews to anybody that's reviewing
giving us 5 stars, right?
And giving 5 stars and is a fan of the show. So this is a hard game, man.
I do not like
the fact that he berated Jeff for...
It proves that they listen to the show, though.
They use that pronoun. They... here's a quick thing. Here, let me just say this.
Sure.
We will rate you what we think we rate you, but the ones that we read all get thrown in the hat to win the prize. So there's 4 that we read.
Yeah.
That would be Jolliday, Gregory 89, and Sailor Family, okay?
Yes.
So those 4 I'll put on a Twitter poll, @radio_labyrinth, and the winner... I don't know who's going to read these, but just vote by the name, I guess. And whoever does will win a free voicemail greeting in the voice of your choice.
Can you make one of those polls like you used to make?
You can make a poll on Twitter. I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Right. You can make a poll on Twitter?
Yeah, you can make it right there using Twitter.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, if they want to go and take the... If people want to go and take the time to read them...
Right, we could link to the...
We don't need to. We read them on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have to listen now and then remember and then go.
Yeah,
so jot it down.
We'll have the names up there, so we'll give it a day and then we'll put it up.
I will say that Jeff is a very brave man to come on the radio or whatever this
is. I did the podcast, man. The statute of limitations had been up for at least a year.
Yeah.
and talk about his masturbatory experience.
It's the 1975 UGG. Climbing the charts now at Radio Labyrinth.
I think it's funny that they named the song what my opinion of the song is.
We gotta end on that one. Hey, listen, thank you guys very much for downloading or live streaming or whatever you do with this episode. Turn the music down a little bit. I'm gonna play us out. The 1975.
Playing it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
We'll fix it in post.
Here's Prince and his new song.
I think it was Sting.
Yeah, here's Sting and his new song. Fuck it. This place sucks. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah, it's Bill O'Reilly.
This place sucks.
It was Bill O'Reilly. Was he on like Hot Topic or something?
Current Affair.
Current Affair, yeah.
I think that's what it was. Please like us. Give us 5 stars or whatever you like.
Yeah, review us on iTunes and you'll have a chance to hear your review read on the podcast.
Right. Yeah. And you can follow us on Twitter at @Radio_Labyrinth. We're on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. You can hear me on Eric Von Hessler's podcast. Find that ericvonline.com or at Eric Von Line on the Twitter. Follow me at Tim Andrews here on Twitter.
Come to your pizza place.
I haven't gotten there yet. Please come before you come to the pizza place. Get yourself a delicious Amazara. Mmm.
What is that?
It's a pizza.
Yeah.
One type of the pizza.
Get yourself Amazara. A carne. The carne
was what I had. It was so good.
Oh, it has Italian sausage on it that they cook themselves. They have bacon that they buy from the Spotted Trotter. It's best, and the pepperoni from the Spotted Trotter. It's great. Amatza. Find them at Amatza on Twitter. And that's it for me, Ira.
Well, I actually plugged myself already. I'll be at Fat Mass Saturday night. Come on out.
Careful, you'll go blind.
Yeah. Jeff.
JeffKeyz on the Twitters. And you can also find me doing my top 5 comic book men recap on the2centstv.com. Starting in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I wanted to mention Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports, our weekly sports talk podcast. Check that one out, too. It's a good time.
And don't miss the 1975 this Saturday night on Saturday Night Live with Larry David.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon. Three, two, one. Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.